Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
Governor Mike Dunleavy announced 6 new cases of COVID-19 on Wednesday. The total positive case count in Alaska now stands at 335. 4 of the new cases are in Anchorage, 1 in Juneau, and 1 in Wasilla. The governor offered details about the update.
So new cases are 6. We're up to 335 now. Again, no new deaths, which is great news. Total stands at 9, and that's where we want to keep it. New hospitalizations, 0, which is good news. Total's at 36. Again, total tests, 10,858. And individuals that have recovered statewide, 196. So the majority of our people have recovered from this illness. This is all good news. This is part of what has led us to believe that we can start to reopen sections of the economy.
These cases are reported using the state's timetable of reporting counts. That's from 12 o'clock a.m. until 11:59 p.m. on April 21st. Of the new cases, 2 are male and 4 are female. 3 are under the age of 10, 1 is age 10 to 19, and 2 are age 20 to 29. The governor says the numbers are promising, and along with the cooperation of Alaskan residents, they are allowing the state to move ahead with a health mandate to open up the state. Health Mandate 16, announced on Wednesday, moves forward with phase 1 of the governor's 5-step plan towards reopening the economy. Adam Crum, commissioner of the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services, announced details.
And so the first things that we're talking about are retail stores. These are non-essential businesses. These are the groups that were closed under Mandate 11. And so they're going to be allowed to open. We really want this. We want to cap it at 1 individual per household going inside. Make sure that we got capacity inside the lobbies. Really keep that low. Staff wearing face coverings, and really encourage all patrons to wear face coverings. And identify, you know, can we do delivery? Can you do curbside pickup? And really maximize items like this. We're also going to open up restaurants. So restaurants was another part of Mandate 3. And so right now they are available to open for takeout and delivery, but we're going to open up for dine-in options. Restaurants, depending on their configuration, can actually have up to 25% capacity inside. The key thing here is we want to limit this to household parties. And so a household party at 1 table, 10 feet apart between tables, and that's where we're going to keep that look. And then when personal care services. The personal care services were under Mandate 9, and this is your hair salons, your barber shops, tattoos, and piercings. We're going to give these businesses an opportunity to open, and really it's 1 provider, 1 client, no waiting room. So appointments only. Another thing that's going to be open is fishing charters. So with this one, we're going to make sure that, again, it's the household unit. What is the license for your boat? If it's a 6-pack and you've got a 6-person family, you can take that whole family out. But if it's mixed family units, it's 25% capacity. And this is through phase 1. Another aspect we're looking at is gyms. Now, the key thing on this with these gyms and fitness centers is that indoor activity is still prohibited, but we're going to allow outdoor classes. Social distancing. This was under Mandate 11. So currently, we actually had less than 10 people with no other groups. And so we really want to open this up. Really, it is because it's going to be groups of less than 20 people of non-household members can get together. It's going to open up opportunities for religious services, funerals, and weddings as well.
The governor says implementation will take place on Friday and that the state will keep an eye on things.
If there's a problem as we go through this, again, we will have discussions with the groups, with the venues, with the establishments, with you, the people of Alaska.
Stay tuned for Thursday's top headlines on KSRM.